the 11th chapter. And I want to see if I can't get us to realize that seeing is not everything. Amen? Hebrews, the 11th chapter. Now, I'm going to read, but I'm going to skip around. So just follow with me. Starting with verse 1, Hebrews 11, 1 says, now faith is the substance, well, let me use the Revised Standard Version. Now faith is the assurance of things hoped for, the conviction of things not seen. Jump down to 6. And without faith, it is impossible to please God. For whoever would approach him must believe that he exists and that he rewards those who seek him. Verse 9. By faith, he stayed for a time in the land he had been promised, as in a foreign land, living in tents, as did Isaac and Jacob, who were heirs with him of the same promise. For he looked forward to the city that has foundations, whose architect and builder is God. And here comes the key section, starting with 13. All of these died in faith without having received the promise, but from a distance they saw and greeted them. They confessed that they were strangers and foreigners on the earth. For people who speak in this way make it clear that they are seeking a homeland. If they had been thinking of the land that they had left behind, they would have had opportunity to return. But as it is, they desire a better country. That is a heavenly one. Therefore, God is not ashamed to be called their God. Indeed, he has prepared a city for them. So my subject this morning is seeing the blessing. Seeing the blessing. Now, if a house could talk, we realize that the very first thing you have to build a house upon is a foundation, right? And the foundation is the beginning of this house. So therefore, once you lay your cornerstone and you begin to lay it on a solid foundation, you have a firm foundation on place. Once you have a firm foundation, then you start what? The framework. And once you get the framework, which is the desire for what you want to be to stand on this foundation. In the framework, you're going to find your rooms, however many that you may need in order to make this home complete. Once you get all of your framework together, then you do the rest and you dress up the house with the other things that complete the house. Now, the foundation of the home can never see its finished product, because it's beneath the entire house. Now, if the foundation can see anything, it is the beginning stages of the framework, because the frame has to be built on top of the foundation. So there is a portion that the foundation is able to see and maybe enjoy, but it cannot feel the magnitude of what it will possess and hold over a lifetime. All it knows is that it was a steady base. Now, Abraham ventured out from where he was to go where he did not know where he was going, by faith. So he went out with the promise that he would be the father of many nations. Amen? And because he knew this, he was eager to go out. The problem is that through his entire existence, he never saw the blessing. nor did his children, Abraham, Isaac, Jacob. They were foreigners in a strange land, but a land to be occupied by them. They was in the promised land, but living as strangers because it had not been given yet. David was anointed as king, but not yet king. So as a young child, he had to live for the hope that he would be what God had blessed him to be. So while he was living as a young child, he saw the blessing, but the blessing was afar off, which means that right now in his presence, he could not see it. Abraham, even though he knew he would be the father of many nations, at the present moment, he could not see it. By faith, all of these people traveled in what they could not see. And I think that is the reason why we have a lack of commitment. It's because we cannot see the finish line. If you could see it, you would run harder. If you believed it was coming, you would never stop your running. No matter how many hills, no matter how many valleys, no matter what you went through, you would always be inclined to keep moving because you had enough faith to believe that God said he's going to do what he said he's going to do, and I'm going to keep following him for as long as I can. But if you have a lack of commitment to God, you're going to stop. And you don't lay a foundation for yourself or for your family. And when it begins to crumble, you're trying to figure out why. When all actuality, the reason for the failure lies within us. Our foundation is not complete and it's not sure because we lack the faith. Now, Hebrew, this says that they died in their faith. They looked forward to what they had not seen, but what they knew would be a reality. So the only way I can look forward to that is I have to have something that is in my life that is what? Bigger than myself. In order for Mount Moriah to have come out of another church and be here for 20 years, somebody had to lay a solid foundation, even though they would not see the fruition. If you look back at the charter members and those who started this whole process, not many are here. But those who are here can recall the story and some of the blood, the sweat, the pain, and the tears. And some of them are still on the battlefield because they realize that maybe not in my time, but I see it. I see it coming. So therefore, if I see it coming, I'm not about to abandon ship. Look, y'all. In God's kingdom, not just Mount Moriah, he's looking for commitments. Commitments that go beyond self-sufficiency. Commitments that go beyond your normal commitments that you make but don't keep. He's looking for that part of us that will stand up and say, Lord, no matter what, I'm going to serve you. Joshua said, as for me and my house. Now, he could have easily said, no, Lord, your way is kind of rough. And I have the capacity and the ability to move beyond you and follow the world. and be a success in what I do. But he said, all of y'all can do whatever you want to do for what you think it's going to take to make you successful. But as for me and my house, we're going to serve the Lord. Now, to make a statement like that, he had to have what? Faith. That God was going to see his family through. Do you have faith that God will see your family through? Through these economic times, through these dangerous flu and swine flu times, through low employment, lack of funds, no musicians, bank accounts struggling, no one attending. Do you realize that if I could put myself in a lot of your shoes, I would run. I would run because there is no one that really supports me. Isn't that what you're looking for? You're looking for support, right? When we in the street, you're looking for support. When you want to do dirt, do you realize you can gather more men to do dirt than to do good? When I was in the street and I said, hey, we're going to go do this. Yo, I'm in. I ain't even asked you. I'm in, though. I know you, so I'm in. But it might be, don't worry about that. I'm with you. I come into the church house. I'll catch you later, Rev. That's not the move for me. No faith. Lack of commitment. You know why? And I'll take you back to the meeting at Shiloh when they had to vote. And my father was voted out for preaching the gospel. The good folks stayed at home. Because they believed that nowhere in the world would he be voted out. But the bad folks rallied forces. People who ain't never even been to church showed up to vote. And that's what happens when you lack commitment to follow through all the way on God's plan. See, you cannot keep saying that somebody else will tow the rope. You have to begin to say that, here, let me get my part. And if everybody gets their part, then there's no way God's kingdom is going to lose. But we have so many splits that it's hard to make it because you don't know if you can depend on the person sitting next to you. Now, if we all want somebody to be on our side, then that will require some time, some effort, and some relationship building. But if I don't see any of these from you, there's no way I'm going to call you in my time of need. So if I don't have you to call, and I don't have anyone else to call, then I'm left to my own resources. And if I'm left to my own resources and I have no commitment in God because nobody will place me there, then eventually I'm going to what? Bail out. I don't want to do this by myself. I come to the Bible study and we have a greater class now than we had before, but it's still not where it should be. But when I was coming and there was but one, two, or three, had I fell into the mix like most people, I could have easily said, well, you know what? Since nobody wants Bible study, let's just cancel it. But at the detriment of the one who showed up. Because what you in essence is saying that I'm looking for a packed house and the one ain't important enough. You got one person who want to learn about God and they not important? You got one person who may come and get some clothes from the food and clothing ministry, and because it ain't a great mass, they not important. You have one who may come to the dance team, and you know what we deal with. And that's not important. You got to remember that Christ left the whole flock to go find one bad sheep. And so if we're going to take a Christ-like frame, a Christ-like attitude, we can't be concerned about the multitude. Would it be nice that on the 20th anniversary, the place was packed? It would be wonderful, but it would be detriment if the packed 20 or the packed house was full of demons. Coming just to investigate, to stir things up, to see. Seeing the blessing. You want to see, but you're not able to see because you're not in a position to see it because you want it right now. What I'm simply saying, and I hope you take note and you understand and you hear it. The things that you do now are not necessarily for yourself. And so seeing the blessing goes beyond self-gratification. You see, some folks want to see everything around them. I want to see the results of my work. I want to see the results of my process. I want to see the results of everything I've done so I can show you and tell you how great I am. But if you think that way, then what happens to your future? If Abraham had said, look, Lord, I want to see the fruits now. And because I can't see them, I'm going back to Haran. That's what it said. If you can see forward, you see beyond what reality shows you. Because you realize I'm setting a foundation for the framework for the rest of the house. And as long as I can lay a solid foundation, I'll use Deacon Thomas, as long as he lays a solid foundation, when you look out at his family, they all are in Christ. But have they come to full fruition yet? He may never see that day, but he believes it's on the horizon. And so because of that, he never stopped instilling Christian values within his family. See, when you go so far to say, because I can't see it, I'm going to stop. When you stop, you shatter your foundation. And if the foundation is shaky, I don't care what kind of frame you put up. When the storms come, it's going to blow your house down. 20 years of existence we have been building, we still on the framework. I would love to say that we have a completed house, but the foundation has been laid and the framework is still going up, so we ain't got time yet for the external. Because you can't begin to put you can't put no temporary stuff on a solid foundation that you want to last forever. So you can't go to a five and dime to get some cheap stuff and put on a solid foundation that you put all your sweat and blood into. You want the best material. I want the best frame and I want the best stuff to put my entire house together. So no matter what may blow its way, I want it to still be standing even 100 years after I'm gone. That requires faith. Faith that we are lacking and not showing. They confessed that they were strangers and foreigners on the earth. For people who speak in this way, make it clear that they are seeking a homeland. They knew there was something greater. And because they knew it was something greater, they kept instilling it into their children. Into the process, into the place where they were. Do you ever realize that positive people help jump off more positive people because there was a contagiousness there. I know some folks who just smile all the time. And at times you don't feel like smiling, but when you come across them and you see them smiling, you can't help but smile. Because you're like, every time I see you, there's a bubble about you. There's a joy about you. Everything can't be that good. And they said, well, it might not be that good, but it ain't that bad either. And so if I consider my situation, I can't help but to smile. But then there's the one who's just negative. They got a frown all the time. I made a joke the other day about Maya Angelou because it looked like she always sucking on a lemon. And I said, well, is she always mad or just look mad? But it's just who she is, but her character goes beyond her looks, right? So sometimes it may look like there is a frown going on, but when you look at the actions of that particular person, you may see there really is a smile. They just haven't had a foundation of how to really smile. You got to understand how important it is to lay a foundation. So when you deal with God, seeing the blessing isn't always reality. I'm going to die one day, right? I got a family that's here. And I want my sons to be great men of God. So I got to set the foundation now. And because I believe that God will bring that to fruition, I can see it even though it ain't here. And since I can see it, I'm going to persevere and keep doing that which I'm doing while I battle against the world. Because don't think that I can do what I want to do without Satan having input. Everything or positive that I put in, the world puts in something negative. They make it look like, well, Dad, you crazy. You the one that's messed up. And even though I may take the whips and the lashes, I got to stay firm on the foundation. And I can't give up because I may not see the end of the process. So as long as we look forward beyond what we can see and have faith in God and keep believing that he will do what he said he will do, we can keep on with full assurance. Mount Moriah, at 20 years in existence, we are still babes, and we should be further. The infrastructure is not in place. We're trying to build. We're trying to grow. We're trying to grow people. We're trying to grow families. We're trying to grow beyond the world's view. And I know that darts come your way. I even heard that there was someone who said that Mount Moriah was whack. But they still attend. So now you have to figure it out. Where are we going with that? If it was whack, why not leave? If it's whack, what have you done? So that it's not whack. I don't have a problem with your opinions or your philosophies or your thoughts, but what are you doing to make it better? If you're sitting and complaining, then you whack. But if you're doing something, you got the right to say everything you need to say. We're going places because God is going places. And as long as we walk with God, it may be baby steps. It may be great big strides. But look toward the future to see the impact that this place will have in the community when all cylinders are firing. It takes us all. The foundation has been laid. Deacon Thomas, Deacon Orr, Mother Ferguson, and the list can go on. For those who stepped out of something and into nothing to create everything. Because they believed and they had faith not only in what, but in who they was following. Now look at your lives and ask yourself, can I see my future? Can I see God's promise? And if I can't see it physically, can I see it spiritually? And if I can see it spiritually, then I need to be about my Father's business. If I can't see it physically, then I need to restructure how I think, because physical is not the thing. You know what we say? Things ain't always as they seem. You may seem like I'm down and I'm out. That's physical. That ain't spiritual. Anytime you serve a risen Savior, you're never down and out. So you have to change your perspective, which should motivate you to keep moving. As long as you keep moving, I'm reminded about the children of Israel when they came upon Marah, the place of bitter waters. When they got to Marah, they was thirsty and they was complaining. Now here they had been freed from slavery, but they was complaining because they had been walking too long and now I'm thirsty and the water here is bitter. When we realized that had they kept their mouths shut and just kept trusting in God and kept moving forward, there were 12 of the purest wells of water they'd ever run across in Elam. So you and the word is telling you, stop complaining and just keep moving. Just keep moving. Every day you get up, keep moving. Today was not a good day. Well, go to sleep and get back up again and keep moving. Because as long as you keep getting up, I'm telling you, your day is coming. As long as you got the same frame of reference that tomorrow is going to be just like today, then you might as well stay asleep. Because you have no faith and you do not believe in God. But if you can get up and say, tomorrow is behind me. It's a day I'll never see again. It's a day that is long gone from my history, but tomorrow is still present. So therefore, I'm going to live today like tomorrow got something in store. That's how you move forward. Jesus didn't die for us to stay in the grave. Jesus didn't die for us to stay on the cross. He died to free us from ourselves and from all the pity parties we like to have and from all the things that think that we should have it just like somebody else have it. You are not somebody else. You are who God created you to be, and that's all you'll ever be. But when you find that out and you walk in him, you're going to realize you're greater than what you thought you were. That's how big Christ is. He died for us to be successful, not to be losers. So what if you can't see the blessing? Did he say it's there? I'm inclined, even if I don't read the scriptures, I know the story of how Jesus died and how he got up on the third day and how he left the Holy Spirit to walk with us and how he's what? Coming back. So if you can't see your small little blessing, why not start focusing on the big blessing? And if you begin to focus on the fact that he's coming back, and I need to be ready whether I'm dead or alive, if you can focus on that, I guarantee the little things will begin to come into focus. And you will begin to build your foundation. You will begin to build your foundation with God in everything you do, in your family life, in your employment life, in your church life, in your prayer life, in your Bible study, in all your fellowship, you will begin to take on a whole new persona that will open up windows you've never seen before, open up doors you've never seen before. That's what God wants to do. So don't be so caught up in what you can physically see. Because remember, sometimes to see what you need to see, you need to close your eyes. Amen? Amen. Doors of the church are open this morning. Amen.